Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney from Corridor Shops and Events.
There we go. You've been here, well, not here before. This is your first time at the studio, but you've been on the show a few times.
Yep.
So for everybody at home, our computer died, so we're waiting on the new one. So we decided to film in our waiting room / lobby. So that's where we're filming these episodes currently. So what's new and exciting in your store? It's a big anniversary coming up or just passed.
Yeah, no, well, technically I've been in the space for a year, but we didn't open the doors until about October 15th, and our grand opening was the 29th of October, so yeah, it's
coming up.
Yeah.
That's exciting, and how are things?
Crazy.
Yeah. You've expanded already since...
Yeah, we have the whole space now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty... pretty intense.
And so what are you doing with that back area?
So the back area now is our event space. Mm-hmm. So when you first did the show, we had the couches up front in the windows. And when we started the events, we kind of just moved the furniture out of the way.
Right.
And that was until I like took over that space.
Yeah.
So it's totally not an event space up front anymore. So we've expanded the back and we use that space for all of our fun events.
And you have so many more vendors now too.
Yeah, we have over 40 now full-time vendors.
Yeah.
We have some vendors are wholesaled, so from other communities that can't travel, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then we have also like a couple vendors, art vendors and stuff like that, do consignment.
Okay.
And I've also opened up the opportunity for young entrepreneurs.
Explain.
So we've got a couple of kids who are like 10 and up. Actually, I have an 8-year-old too. So we've got some really cool kids that are making some cute stuff. And
neat.
So we're giving them the opportunity to see what it's like to be in business.
That's
kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really fun. When you first started, we were not ever able to have you here because you were like full time down there. So
I didn't have any days off.
So you've got some staff to help you out now.
Yeah, we have. I have three really great employees, so that's been fun trying to navigate that. I've never had to do scheduling or anything before, so that's been really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the girls are really good. They help me out when Thomas, who's my husband, is on days off so that I get to spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm. Which is huge.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I didn't have any time off for a long time, so...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely don't when you're, like, first starting a brand new business. It's just, like, you're everything.
Yeah, the hours are crazy.
Yeah.
So
with the actual store in itself, like, I know that they're, like, when you first started, you had, like, a dedicated client base, and, like, you could see who they were. They were coming normally. But I have to assume over the year... the type of people that are coming in has changed.
Oh yeah, like we get on a weekly basis, we still get people who are coming. Oh, I didn't know you were here. How long have you been here? Mm-hmm. Didn't know you were here. I'm like, we're trying to get the word out there. Not everybody has social media, not everybody listens to the radio, so we're trying to work with Mix on that and do some fun stuff for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
just word of mouth, definitely, for sure.
Yeah,
we get people who aren't even local that are coming in, and
really,
yeah.
That's cool.
So it's really cool.
And how's the space in itself? Because you've changed it so many times now since the inception. Like, how does that work for you?
So I'm trying not to move the furniture anymore. I don't think it can handle it physically.
Yeah.
Because the more I move it, you know, it wears and tears. And, you know, I try not to pull too hard on it. But
yeah.
I'm trying to get it to a spot where, you know, people can still comfortably move around. But we have enough things and enough vendors to support mm-hmm. what we need for the store. Because I still need vendors to do all of the things, you know, like the grandiose things that I want to do. So,
yeah.
I'm hoping the layout I have now, it won't change too much more. So
right.
Yeah.
And then when your vendors are bringing in their products, like, is it their responsibility? Like, they have their areas.
Yep.
So is it their responsibility to, like, move? Do you help with that collaboration process?
Yeah, so,
like, what does that look like?
So when they first come and set up, I try and be there because just to try and give, like, any tips or tricks, like, because they might be brand new. They might have never been anywhere or done any markets or have any clue as to what they're doing. So
right.
I try and help that the best that I can, you know, try and make it as easy for them as possible. Vendors who have been with us before, it is part of their contractor responsibility that they come in and swap old product out for new product. Even just moving it around can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and, it's still a shared space, so I do try and take something from someone's spot and, you know, put it somewhere else. So it's not just the first time they're seeing it when they see your spot, because
mm-hmm.
there is a lot to look at the store. But if they can see one piece, how it's decorated in a certain way, they might be like, oh my God, that would fit my space perfectly. I want to do it just like that. So
mm-hmm.
that's the main goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is some coaching from you then when they first.
Yeah,
first
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to be too, like, get in the way of creative process, that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. as for, like, displays and stuff like that, I try and provide anything if they need it. I have, God knows, I have a lot of stuff. Like,
no,
I have
doubt.
A lot of, like,
yeah.
Just picking up things along the way, and I'm like, oh, that would look really cool with that, or if somebody needs that, they could use that kind
that's
of thing.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah.
So now, when it comes to vendor selection, are people reaching out to you? Or are you reaching out? Like, how does that happen?
So it's a little bit of both, because I do try and see, like, who's posting on. We have, like, the Girl Gang has their Tuesdays and Saturdays, like, the business ads and stuff like that. So I do try and keep up with what's going on there, because we have so many people that have all of these really cool creative ideas, and they're trying to make a go of, you know, starting their business, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do look for things that are different in the sense of style, and, you know what I mean? Like, we do have a lot of great vendors, or not vendors, but I mean just businesses in town, like, do that. They do t-shirt printing or sublimation, or, you know what I mean? Like, they, mm-hmm. there is a lot of that, but there is a lot of people who do things differently.
Right.
So that's what I'm looking for. And now we've actually started, the website is actually a little bit better now. So okay. you can log on to our website and you can actually fill out a vendor application.
Cool.
So that way I get it instantly. I can go and check out your page, and then I can respond right away whether or not I think you'd be a great fit. And then I do an interview.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're streamlining things.
Streamlining things. Well, you know, when you started, you don't know.
Yeah. I had no idea what I was
just
doing.
Like, I got this space. I want to fill it. Let's go in, and as, like, the business progresses, then you can
yeah.
figure out, like, okay, well, what processes would be better to streamline?
Yeah,
right. So as far as the event space, like, what are you hoping to have in
Oh, man. So we actually have 4 events sold out right now.
Great.
Yeah, we have a bead workshop. We have 2 paint nights, and then we've got there was another one that we did that was sold out. I can't remember. I think it was 2 paint nights and the bead one, and then we've got we have 2 meditation ones coming up too.
Neat.
So the other ones, those 2, one I just launched for a sound healing meditation at the end of the month, and then we have another crystal healing meditation on the 17th, which is coming up, and that one's actually almost sold out.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah. And obviously, just for the people at home, you're not the one organizing, like, you're not running these events. You have other people.
Yeah, so we have other vendors.
Yeah.
Some of our vendors can teach a class if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have Rochelle from Tobacco and Tulips, who's doing the beading class. We have Sarah Reed Designs. She does some, like, earring making classes, and then we have one of my vendors, Krista. She's also works with the schools. She's doing the paint nights.
Yeah.
So any vendor, if they wanted to, could rent that space out.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Samantha. She's actually from Edmonton. Mm-hmm. She used to live here, Sanctuary of Healing Arts. She was my massage therapist.
Yeah.
She reached out to me to host the meditation.
Mm.
So you don't even have to be a vendor in order to use the space.
Right. And they can reach out to you through your website, I'm assuming.
Through
Facebook
my website or Facebook, or give me a call. So any of those things.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's keeping you busy outside of your business in this community?
The kids. Yeah. So they're growing like weeds. It's pretty intense. Mm-hmm. They're starting all new grades, and soon my youngest will be in full days. So then it'll be like, oh, okay, I've got some time to, you know, hang out with my husband and have some time with my husband. Yeah. So we're a year away.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's pretty good. No, it's great. Yeah, just that kind of stuff. You never really get a day off when you own a business, but it's still, it's interesting.
Yeah. So are all the kids at the same school?
Yes.
Oh, that makes life so much easier for you. Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their doors are a little farther apart this time now, so we drop one and then the other and then walk around the school to the other side.
Yeah,
so you get your steps in. But
you guys have a van, right?
No, we have a big SUV.
A big SUV. Yeah, okay, because I thought you had a van with
that many children. We did once upon a time ago. But
okay.
I like the SUV better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad this is where I wanted the conversation to go anyways.
So not about corridor. We're going to talk about trucks now.
Why? Like, I love vans. Vans are sweet. I don't have
a
van.
They're pretty fun.
But I love vans. But why do you like your SUV more than your van?
So originally we had the Toyota Sequoia before the fire,
right?
But it was Platinum Edition, so the two back seats were the captain's chairs,
right?
Right. So, and then you have this like this kind of thing in the middle,
yes.
And then we had two kids in car seats, so it was kind of difficult to move those seats out of the way and stuff like that. So when we after the fire, we looked at the van, and because then we were, you know, we had three kids, so and all three of were in car seats, so we were like trying to find the best way to fit everyone, that kind of thing. So the van's great for that, like the maneuverability of car seats and stuff like that. However, if you have strollers and double strollers or triple strollers, because we had a triple, it takes up the whole space in the trunk, and the trunk is not very big. It's like small and long, and I hated doing groceries in that, especially if I had the stroller or anything like that. And at the time, we had the dog. We had a big dog. So we ended up taking out one of the van seats so that the dog could lay down and still like have enough space for other things. So that part of it I didn't enjoy very much. So
with the SUV, it works better.
Yeah, we went to, we have a Sequoia again, and it's the one down so that we have a bench in the second row.
Yeah.
So that all three kids can fit across.
Nice. Yeah. And then you have
the back.
The storage in the back. Sweet. Yeah. Listen, we're going to throw to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. So, do you still have that huge dog?
No.
Okay.
No, we, unfortunately, he got sick. His body gave out before his brain, but, you know, his mind was still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard.
Because you're a busy lady.
Yeah. Also, my middle son, he's allergic to dogs, so we don't have another one yet.
Okay.
And we're kind of breed particular, so we like boxers. That's the dog that we always liked, so I don't think we'll end up, unless miraculously my son's not allergic anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
And strictly dogs, like no other pets?
I like all pets, but I'm more partial to dogs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you?
I've had pets all my life.
What kind of pets?
Lizard.
Lizards?
Yeah. I had a lizard. We had newts and fish and mice and dogs, cats, all the time. Yeah.
Pet mice?
Yeah.
How? Like what? Explain that one.
I don't know. You just could go to the pet store and get one of the feeder mice, and you can keep it as a pet.
And it was just like in a little cage.
Yeah.
Like how big was
just a little fish tank.
Yeah. And you gave them like things inside, to run around and play with.
Yep. Just how they have them at the pet store, basically. Yeah.
Tanner's yelling like a hamster.
Yeah. basically.
Neat. Mm-hmm. So this is like when you were growing up?
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so your kid's currently just a dog?
Yeah, so we only had the two dogs before, yeah. And then yeah. Now we don't have any animals. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's, I don't want to say it's good because, well, you know, obviously I miss my dog and stuff like that. But yeah, like traveling is not as hard, mm-hmm, you know, like mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about finding somewhere to put your animal because they're too big to go wherever you're going or, right. You know what I mean? Right. So that aspect of it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of the one pros to yeah. Not having pets, but
you say traveling. Where yeah. Did you go this summer?
We ended up going to Sylvan Lake, nice. And hanging out there. That was really nice. The beach is really, really nice there. The kids loved it, so that was really good. And other than that, we didn't really do too much. We kind of hung around, booted around the house. Mm-hmm. The weather was kind of, you know.
Yeah, smoky.
Smoky, yeah.
Smoky, yeah. I find it hard to leave Alberta and Fort McMurray in the summer because it's so nice. Like, yeah. The nights are so long, the temperature is so hot. Like, mm-hmm. I like to save my travel for, like, the winter.
When it's freezing
yeah.
To death.
Yeah, and the funny thing is my winter holidays end up being more winter because I like to snowboard. Yeah. So I'm like, I'll go to the mountains. Like, yeah. I'm not yeah. Really...
It's because the snow in the mountains, like, is... Yeah. It's nice. The weather is nicer, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Minus 10, minus 12 is nice. Here right. Is, you know, we get great weather, too, sometimes, but yeah. It's freaking cold.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, like, when you're this far up north, when it is, like, man, you leave minus 40 and you go down to minus 20 or 15, you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I go to the mountains, that's exactly it. You just get mm-hmm. A little break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's the end of the show.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
again.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Now, that being said, you know... because you've done it before, you get a shameless shout out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I think this time around I would just like to thank all of the vendors that have, you know, stuck it out, hung out with us during the summer slow months, and you know it's about to get real busy real fast. Christmas is coming, and you know I just really want to thank everyone, because without them I can't do any of this.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Bye. What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.